conditions you were out there practicing. Tell us a little bit about what it's like. Is it humid?
Yeah, here it's normally pretty humid. Yeah, the outfield is normally a decent one. Hopefully the rain stays away and doesn't get too soggy. And the pitch normally is a very good pitch here in white ball cricket. So I expect a really good contest tomorrow.
Are you expecting to get the 300 runs in this match?
Yeah, we've got to see how the pitch plays. You know, we've just got to assess as early as we possibly can. You know, but ideally, you know, modern day cricket, 300 runs is probably a benchmark that you probably set a standard to get. So we'll see how it plays tomorrow, and then we make a determination then.
Jason, we had a tough World Cup trying to prove that West Indies could play in the UDI format a bit.
In terms of proving, I think we've proved it already in the past. You know, that we can compete. We've just fell down in being consistent, you know, and that's something that we really want to address and trying to address. But it'll take us a little bit of time to get our consistency. We've got a few young players in the squad. And it's just a matter for everybody to gel together nicely and us getting some positive results.
Brad Coley has been troublesome to get out in the T20 series. Do you have a set plan for him in the ODIs?
Well, we've got plans for everybody. You know, we've got plans for everyone and we've just got to execute. I think execution is a key part of winning cricket games. You know, we've got to be consistent in all three departments, and I think that's really plagued us in the past. So I think once we go out here tomorrow, we'll be consistent and, you know, deal with this game first, and then we head into Wednesday's encounter.
What is your approach when it comes to batting? Do you have a specific design?
I think in the past, you know, we've let ourselves down in having a foundation. Though it's just a matter for us to lay a foundation. Maybe take a few more balls up front, you know, just to get ourselves set. And then we just look to accumulate as the innings goes on.
This is the first series after the World Cup. There's a new cycle going into towards the next World Cup. What are you hoping to achieve from this series?
I think, as I said all the time, we've just got to be consistent. We've let ourselves down in most of the departments consistently. It has been a case where our batting has been asked a few questions in the recent past, and you know, it's just about time we answer a few questions by being consistent. You know, that's as simple as it gets.
Evan Lewis started really well in Guyana. Must have been happy with what you saw from him.
Yeah, definitely. Really good. Really happy to see Evan get some time in the middle. He didn't get the runs he was looking for in the T20 format, but it's good to see him start the way he did in the game again. And hopefully he can transfer that form here at his home ground here in Queen's Park.
Chris Gayl approaching a 300th match on the verge of going past the great Brian Lara in terms of runs by a West Indian. Someone in the team that you're quite happy with?
Definitely, man. I think Chris has obviously, you know, done, you know, as well as he has over the years, and that's the reason why he's still in the squad. 300 games is a lot of games, and you know, some of us sit down and imagine, you know, to play that many games for West Indies. So, you know, hearty congratulations to Chris. And yeah, we just hope that Chris can get us off to a really good start tomorrow.